Eighth parak of Shkol, Mishnah Gimel. We were discussing about kalim that were found at the Becheskut Tum, Becheskut Tayra. So now we're talking about a specific case. Sakin Shanim is Baba Osa. Erev Pesach, somebody found a knife. So even though there's room for discussion of the Torah Tomei, but here, Erev Pesach, obviously there's a Sakin there, a person prepared to use for Shechita and therefore Shechita Bar Miyad does not have to be Toivolist. He could assume that anybody that had a Sakin that day was made sure that it was dark to use of a Korban Pesach. The Shloisha, so the day before that, Shoina Umadvil, that even so, he goes again, he tables it again, because since the night is like this, the rule is that anything that's Tomei with the Raisa, if you table it, it's not usable till nightfall. Harav Shemesh, that's the first mission in the Brachas. So if you found them in Erev Pesach, nobody would walk around with it if it wasn't tabled. Why? Maybe he's going to table it another minute. No, he's going to table it another minute, still won't be usable, because you need it for the Shechita and Erev Pesach. But if you found it on Erev Pesach, you'd give him. So maybe that the person who was carrying it to the mikveh, it won't be usable. It will be usable because you won't be able to use it on Yud Gimel, because the 13th day of the month you have to wait till sunset. But after the sunset of Yud Gimel, which is Yud Dal, which is their face, you will be able to use it. But therefore we're concerned that it was not yet toivled, and it needs to be toivled again. The koyfet bein bezeh shoyin and matzil. If you found a koyfet is a type of X that even if found an Erev Pesach, he has to toivel again. Why? Because the Kovet is not used for Shechita. It was used for breaking bones. Breaking bones, the Korban Pesach didn't break the bones also. He would use it for a Korban Chagiga, which only be eaten at night. So there's still a concern, even on Erev Pesach, that maybe it's planned to toivel it, so he should use it for Yom Tov itself to break the chapter bones. Yeah. Chol Abbas of Yitzhak Shabbos, if their Pesach came out of the Shabbos, Sheikhid Bamiyad. Such a case, even the Kovet could be used because the same idea. But since Amaisa, he's not allowed to be Tavila today because he's not allowed to be Tavila Kalim on Shabbos, it's recognizable that he's doing it to be a Takin, it's a type of Tikkun, which is a Chiddush. That even though it's not broken physically, it's only broken spiritually, but even so it's considered Tikkun. Shonazan Oibach wants to use this in one of his proofs. That binyan doesn't have to be something which you actually add a physical entity or a recognizable entity, and he wants to say that putting in a program in a computer is boina. The building is a problem of chol moed because of this idea that once again you're adding something to the computer, it's transforming it to a different type of kli than it was before, even though it's not something that's recognizable to the eye. So anyway, so since you cannot be tevil this koyfet on Shabbos, therefore if you found the koyfet in Yerushalayim and Erev Pesach, we assume that it was tabled from before, and otherwise nobody would be walking around with a tummy kofet, which cannot be tabled, sorry, for the use of Korban Pesach. Chamisha also sheichet b'miyad, and at night he can be sheichet, he can sheichet with it immediately. If he found the kofet on the first day of Yom Tov, he got to be sheichet immediately because we assume that he was table it before, and because you can't be table on Yom Tov. Nimtz k'shura l'sakin, I raise the k'sakin. If there's a kli that's tied onto a sakin, then it's the same status of the sakin that is the sakin that we say that we assume it's tabled, yeah, and it's not.